The upcoming COP28 Climate Summit, which is the most important climate meeting in the world, will be hosted in Dubai by the United Arab Emirates, UAE, one of the top 10 oil producers. This decision has sparked controversy, especially after evidence emerged that the UAE team planned to use the climate talks to secure oil and gas deals. Many wonder if a summit in an oil-rich state can truly bring about meaningful action on climate change. Greta Thunberg, a prominent climate activist, has criticized these UN climate summits as being all talk and no action. However, the COP process is essential because it brings together world leaders to address the global climate crisis. The first time that the world collectively agreed to cut greenhouse gas emissions was only 8 years ago at COP21 in Paris. Nearly 200 countries pledged to keep global temperature rises well below 2 degrees Celsius and make efforts to limit them to 1.5 degrees Celsius. This agreement was a significant step forward and has triggered widespread climate action. However, the world is still not acting at the necessary pace to achieve the goals set in Paris. This will be a major issue at the COP28 conference. One of the main goals of COP28 is to make the promises of action by governments, known as nationally determined contributions, or NDCs, more comprehensive. The hope is to broaden these commitments to cover emissions from all economic activities, including food and farming. Additionally, there will be efforts to make countries more accountable for the promises they make. Currently, the Paris Agreement cannot force countries to take action, as all measures are voluntary. Another crucial issue at the conference will be financing. Renewable technologies like wind and solar have become cheaper and more cost-effective than fossil fuels in many cases. The UAE aims to get the world to triple its renewable energy capacity by 2030 and double energy efficiency improvements. However, these measures require significant upfront investment. Furthermore, addressing the impacts of climate change and helping developing nations transition to green technologies will require trillions of dollars. At the heart of these discussions is the inequality that divides the world. Most developed countries became wealthy by burning fossil fuels, while poorer nations now demand financial assistance to go green and cope with the climate impacts caused by the rich world. The promise by developed countries to provide $100 billion per year to support developing nations with climate action looks like it has finally been met. However, there are still debates about which countries will contribute to funds like the Loss and Damage Fund, which helps the poorest countries deal with climate disasters. Finally, there will be discussions about the long-term ambitions for fossil fuels. Should the world gradually reduce their production and use, phase down, or set a complete end date for them, phase out? This question is particularly relevant this year, as the conference is being held in a petrostate that plans to increase its oil production capacity. The COP28 president supports a phase down, but many countries, including those